From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. As promised, Florida's Secretary of State Ken Dantzner is touring the five counties that experienced election problems as part of his investigation into long waits and other issues at the polls last month. Dantzner visited Miami-Dade County yesterday and heard from Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Election Supervisor Penelope Townsley. They recommended three ways to make the voting process smoother: extend early voting days, allow early voting sites to open in places other than public venues, and put a limit on the number of words in a state constitutional amendment. Dantzner says he'll take the recommendations back to Tallahassee and present them to Governor Scott. For any of those things to happen, though, the Florida legislature, which was responsible for writing the laws in the first place, would have to change them. The State Board of Education is meeting in Tampa today and is expected to finally choose a new education commissioner. The job has been open since the summer, and the board interviewed the three finalists for an hour each yesterday. But as State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor tells us, the board says Florida's next education commissioner is going to face skeptical teachers and parents.
Indiana Superintendent Tony Bennett, Murray State University President Randy Dunn, and consultant Charles Hokanson all say they admire Florida's system for evaluating and rating schools. The board seem most concerned about public perception teachers are slaves to state standardized test results. Indiana's Bennett says he disagrees teaching to the test is a negative.
We need to help communities understand that assessment doesn't set aside from instruction. It is part of instruction. And in the 21st century, assessment provides us incredible data to drive instruction.
The board is meeting today and expected to choose the next education commissioner. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
A former Florida Highway Patrolman and Sweetwater police officer who murdered nine people during a 1986 crime spree was executed last night at Florida State Prison in Stark. Manuel Pardo died by lethal injection last night after his attorney's last-minute pleas were ignored by federal courts. Most of Pardo's victims were involved with drugs. He contended that he was doing the world a favor by killing them over a three-month period in early 1986. And Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday filed an emergency rule outlawing 22 new synthetic drugs called bath salts, K2 or spice. She said they can cause psychotic episodes, seizures, hallucinations, and paranoia. The emergency order makes it a third-degree felony to sell or manufacture such drugs, and Bondi made it clear the authorities will be watching shopkeepers who ignore it.
You're selling this stuff, and you know it's illegal. You take it off your shelves when you see police officers, and you put it back on. We're coming after you, and we will put you out of business, and we will do everything in our power to put you out of business because you're no better than a common street-level drug dealer.
Bondi vows to work with the legislature next year to ban the drugs permanently. Whether it's politics, education, or the arts, if it matters to you, follow us on Twitter at WLRN. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.